I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Happy Mama Movement podcast. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama, journalist, coach, and founder of Mama Rising. This podcast is a space of community and collaboration. We gather stories of matrescence, motherhood, womanhood, and change told by our Mama Rising coaches and mothers around the globe, in the knowing that through our stories, we can begin to heal and change the way the world sees, values, and supports mothers everywhere. So, welcome to the Happy Mama Movement. And welcome to an episode of Take the Mic. Take the Mic is an initiative of Mama Rising to hand this platform and this microphone over to one of our amazing Mama Rising coaches and facilitators around the world to give her a chance to share her story of matrescence and motherhood, the stories of the mothers in her community, so we can all hear each other's stories, heal together, and change the way the whole world acknowledges matrescence and motherhood. So here is one of our coaches.
Hello to everyone listening. My name is Elena Sanchez Martin, and I live in North Germany since a lot of years. I come originally from Spain, and I am a mom of 1.5 since I'm in the middle of my pregnancy at the moment. So a second child is hopefully coming healthy in about middle of June. My oldest child is 3 years old, and I am a somatic therapist and Mama Rising facilitator since pretty much 1 year now. So I hope you will enjoy and take maybe some inspiration about what I'm going to share, a little bit of my story. And if you would like to connect, please check my details in the show notes. I'm going to start telling you a little bit about my expectations of becoming a mother. And I have to say that I had a really big bunch of them. But I was not aware. I was actually calling these expectations trust. I thought I was trusting in my body. I'm going to be able to birth naturally and even maybe enjoying it. And I thought I was trusting my body to be able to breastfeed. I thought my competencies as a therapy student, since I was in my training during my pregnancy and first motherhood times, I thought these competencies will help me going through becoming a mother softly and without big challenges. And I thought my pretty long experience in things like yoga, meditation, and mindfulness will as well help me through whatever would come without me needing to struggle. And I really thought that all these things were trust in my body, trust in my competencies, trust in my experience. They were pretty big expectations, since as everything in the reality came to be differently, I really felt that I was failing. I couldn't let go. I was putting much pressure on myself to meet these expectations, and I was not aware of that. There were a lot of other things that I was just confident that they will happen because I just decided them. Like I would breastfeed, and because I decided and I would just be able to do that, my baby would not use a pacifier. And I would just all the time carry my baby with me, so I won't need a trolley. And of course, I won't be like my mother because she didn't have all this knowledge that I have now, and all this experience and all this connection with her body. So now I would do things better than her. It's that counts all to my expectation, to the things that I thought, because I have decided them, they will just happen. And of course, I would believe very strongly that this idea of community that I had would be the thing that would make things easier for me and for us. I had this idea of living in a community, so not just the three of us, dad, child, and mom, but in a house with other people. And I had this idea that they will support us with all the stuff that would come. And that was kind of my success ticket to motherhood and to family life, which would make things easier. And that was clear for me. So I would call that as well trust. So what I was doing was actually not only putting expectations and pressure on myself to meet in reality those ideals that I had created in my head, but I also put this pressure on the community we were living with. We moved from a kind of student flat where my child was born into a bigger community, into a house where we were living as an only family with other seven people, all singles. And yeah, reality turned to be very, very different as I thought it would be. I was feeling extremely alone. I was constantly overwhelmed. And I was also feeling really angry and frustrated. And since I didn't really know what was happening, and I was holding to those ideas, then this frustration and this anger turned against myself and turned against the community. I didn't feel seen. I didn't feel heard. I didn't feel really held. I didn't feel valued as a mother from the community. But what I didn't know is that I wasn't seeing myself. I wasn't hearing and valuing myself as a mother either. And in this context of community, it was a very beautiful paradox, because if there was room to be seen and heard and held, it was in this community. We had actually an intention in the living together of opening these rooms to share and to share whatever was there. But how could I share something that I wasn't being even aware of? how could I share something that I didn't even have the words to express? So it just stayed blocked inside me and expressed as anger and as frustration, as a sense of being a martyr or a victim at times. And it expressed in a very passionate inner critic and a pressure to cope that I wasn't either aware of. It was all these social aspects that wanted to show me that I was someone else, and that holding to who I was hurting. But it took a while to realize that in the day-to-day life, I would put on myself so much pressure to have a clarity and to speak clearly and have a strong voice in the community. I would put pressure on myself to be active and take action and feel stable. And maybe in some way to represent the mother as a strong figure, to gain respect, to gain this respect and feel seen, since I wasn't feeling that. But of course, it was the wrong way. I was just being not kind to myself and thinking, if I do it better, if I work more on that, then then I will gain the respect I deserve. Then I will be heard. Then it all will be okay. That all this pressure was hurting so much, and I get really emotional when I kind of go back to that and talk about that, because I feel so sorry for myself and for all the pressure I put on me. And on the other hand, I know I couldn't do it better because I didn't know. So there was this path of me pushing to be perfect, to come to this place where I will find peace. And on the other side, I was allowing me to feel this pain. And I was looking for answers. I was all the time asking me questions and trying to find answers. And then answers came. Then I heard of matrescence in a podcast episode from Red School, in interview with Amy. And I knew that was what I was looking for. It so much made so much sense for me since then. And I got really hungry of knowing more. So that's how I landed in the training to become a memorizing facilitator. And what was that that matrescence gave me? It gave me a permission to not know, a permission to soften and not push hard anymore in any direction that I thought it was the right one. It gave me permission to stop trying to be things that I wasn't at the moment. Matrescence allowed me to be with questions and insecurities without having the answers. And what I really love also, it allowed me to redirect my anger from anger to me, to myself, and to the community, to the structures that were actually allowing me to feel all this pain without being aware of what was going on. And this redirection was really crucial in my experience. This realizing, oh, wow, it's not my fault. It's not the fault of the people I live with. We didn't know. They didn't know. I didn't know. And the problem is in the broader social and cultural and political structures. Matrescence brought me, if I can put it like this, nearer to what I think that life is. And it gave me courage to fight in a soft way against behaviors, structures, myths, ideals, which block and oppress life inside and outside myself. And what I mean by that is that matrescence gave me lens to see that life is much more than pushing towards an objective and to be productive and to go this path into perfection. And then moving to where I am now, I work with moms with my project Mama Senda, which means in my mother tongue Spanish, something like the mama's path. And I have a workshop for not yet mothers in which we talk about matrescence and about myths and ideals about motherhood. And I give some impulses and invite to find their own values and connecting to their own needs. Then I have a group, kind of a women's circle for mothers, which take place once a month. And there we focus more on subjects like guilt, anger, or loneliness, or all of these feelings which we mothers very much share through the lens of matrescence. I offer also one-to-one sessions, and how I work both in the groups and in the one-to-one sessions is, since I'm a somatic therapist, throughout the body. So there are words, of course, and there's sharing and there's active listening, but there's not so much theory. I kind of give them the prompts and the questions, and then it's much about connecting through the body and feeling these ideas and moving through them, feeling what we think and feeling and moving through where we are stuck or what keeps us busy in the mind, kind of bringing all that to the body. I am in my fourth month of pregnancy, so that means I will do a break. Let's see how long. What I wanted to say is that I'm really amazed how different the second pregnancy feels, and I'm sure that it has so much to do with the knowledge of matrescence and the feeling of matrescence, since I'm facing this pregnancy with so much real trust and love. And how I realize that is because I am allowing myself to feel everything, also the fear, and there is a bunch of it. But welcoming that feels so much more powerful than focusing on this kind of empty trust, this mental trust of, yeah, my body would do everything. It's all okay. Which feel very disconnected. So now I'm really feeling connected, and I'm so, so grateful for the wisdom and the knowing of my presence. And I'm now really feeling held in terms of motherhood and in terms of my professional path, in terms of life.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.